页27啊，已经快要半年了，是吧？
last time our last talk was about half a year ago, actually.
上一次讲到是什么？如如不动，动用无穷啊。所以今天要讲念念无求，求本无念啊。
Last time we talked about the phrase suchness as such is immutable, yet its fluid function are inexhaustible. And today we're moving on to the next phrase, which is successive thoughts are without seeking, aspirations are originally no thought.
我们应该都有所求嘛，今天来有没有求啊，来求法嘛哈。
Generally speaking, we all seek something, and the fact that you're here today, you're seeking Dharma, aren't you?
如果讲得乱七八糟的，你来不来？
If I'm just giving off a bunch of gibberish, would you still come?
一定有所求的哈。
So there must be something that you seek.
那我们应该任何时间都有所求啊，至少求什么？求一个平安哈。
In fact, in any given point in time, we are seeking something. At least, to the very least, we are seeking to be in peace and healthy.
其实最核心的不是求平安的，是求活命啊。
Actually, the very core of seeking is not peace. We're seeking survival.
我记得我碰到有一菩萨，那他一场车祸，那几乎是在死跟活的当中啊。这边在拔河，那他妈妈那时候求的是，就是说，就希望他女儿啊。有呼吸就好了啊，那大概经过大概三四十天以后，这个生命指数有了哈，就是确定是活命了哈。接下来他就想说，哎呀，这脸什么这边有疤痕啊，牙齿掉了啊，就开始要求什么，求什么，求没有疤痕了，求要补牙齿的哈。所以刚开始是求什么？求有个命就好了，什么都不求。他妈那时候就说：“什么都不求，只求我的女儿有呼吸。”而是等到活过来以后，求什么？求第一个就是什么？求这个外表。接下来求保险公司要付钱这样子。
So I once know, I've known this woman. She was in a very bad car accident, and she was at a juncture struggling between life and death.And at that point, her mom said to me, I ask for nothing. I only want her to continue to live. And so after a few weeks or a few months, gradually she started to show signs of she's able to breathe on her own. And once it's sure that she will live, her mom started to pray and seek for...not having any scars or the recovery of her facial features, that there won't be any scar left on her face. And so initially it was only praying, seeking that she would live on. And then once that has been secured, then she moved on to a unblemished face. And then maybe down the road she's going to start asking for the insurance to pay up.
所以我们这边基本上我们比较核心的是求活命哈，不敢求长生不老，但至少就是现在平均年龄80岁，要活个80岁啊，那这一个是比较内层的，接下来可能有了身体以后要什么，就要吃喝，就是什么通通记住啊，那再更进一步有房有车啊，然后什么退休金也够啊，就一做这些东西就来了。
So the most core part of our seeking or hoping for something is we hope to survive. And then beyond that, once we pass the point of survival, then we start asking for more, for the food, to have adequate food, adequate clothing, and then we move beyond that, hoping that we will have our own house and then have our own car. The core is survival, but then the seeking, the desires extend to many different facets in life.
那这个有了以后，当然进一步这些都满足以后，就开始跟人家比啊，哦、就是比房子大，比车子，车子好啊，哦、还要比什么，比有钱哦，还是我职位比你高啊。
So once all these desires or these wishes have been fulfilled, then we start to compare ourselves, to compete with other people, to compete who has a bigger house, who has a nicer car, who has more wisdom.
那求解这个要不要花精神，要不要花精力花时间
？Do you expend energy and time when you are seeking, looking for all these things？
那这一个，那开悟的人是连活命都不求的哦，连生命在活命都不求的。
For someone who has become enlightened, they do not seek anything, not even for survival.
因为如果你要求活命的话，你一定是把身体当成我，那身体当成我。以后当然希望他活命嘛。那如果你知道身体只是一个工具，他们不会，第一他们不会怕死啊，因为身体就是工具。那当然能够用久一点也很好。那该报销了就什么，就报销了，再什么再换身体或是不换也可以啊。
So, The reason that an enlightened person doesn't seek for survival or to continue to live on is because they know clearly that the body is merely a tool. They would not mistake the body as the self. Since the body is only a tool, it will be great to continue to use it, but it's also okay if the body is exhausted, and it's totally spent.Then at that point, then either you change to a new body, getting a new tool, or it's also okay not to get a new body.
前几天我看了一个算是 YouTube 啊，它里面就是有一两个年轻人呢、啊，跑到俄罗斯一个很高的大桥，非常高的大桥，跑上去以后，然后跑到上面，然后。就从上面看下来、哦、就是非常高，可能大概说不定有100公尺高 哦我不知道多高、哦、或是就是至少50-60公尺高、哦、那这样他在上面这样翻跟斗、哦、这样站着然后跳起来翻跟斗，我看起来就这样，就是心脏会跳、哦那因为我现在常在讲这一些，我就看看说那个心脏跳是不是我要保命的是不是我？
Two days ago, I was watching a clip on YouTube, and it was showing two Russian youngsters, young people. They went to one of the highest bridges in Russia, and from their vantage point, looking down, it's really, really high. It's maybe as high as 100 meter. And on top of that bridge, they did a somersault.And when I saw that on the clip, I felt my heart trembled, you know, it just skipped a beat. And because I've been talking about these concepts so frequently these days, it made me wonder and examine, why did my heart skip a beat at that? And what was going on with the way I was thinking, even just watching that video clip.
所以表示说我觉得这身体还是我的了，我还想活命啊。
Well, the fact that I had reaction toward the clip shows that I still take the body as the self, and I still have these my desires to live on.
我记得前几年去多伦多有一个高塔哦，好像不知道几十公尺，好像跟台北的101比它低一点的样子。那它那边高塔最上面有一个地方是玻璃的哈、哦，你可以玻璃大概是有1公尺，可能是2公尺的见方。 那个圆形的，那你可从那边看下去啊，就是挑空的。那我看有一些人就在上面这样摊起来，这样就说你看这个很安全，很安全，就上面跳了哈、啊，就跳高，然后就在就又弹又什么，整个身体又落到那一个玻璃。我是不敢跳的哈、啊。
A couple of years ago, I went to Toronto, and over there they have one of the landmarks, a tower that's perhaps just a little bit lower, shorter than the tall building 101 in Taipei. In any case, at the top of the tower, the observatory deck, there's this section where it's sort of like a skywalk, the floor.Was clear, made out of thick glass. So you can stand on that and look down as if, you know, look through clear glass. So when I was up there, I saw some people would be standing on the glass and they would jump up high and, you know, fall back down, just trying to prove that, look, this is safe. When I looked at them, I didn't dare to jump the same way they did. And in fact, my heart was skipping beat. I felt nervous.
如果现在有再去的话，我可能就是试一试，就跳下去以后看我内心是怎么反应啊。大概就是你可能就是什么会紧张，那会担心，就是这一些而已。那很重要的就是你会把紧张、担心当成是什么？当成是我。
So if I go again, I might actually try it myself this time, and I will jump and then see how I feel and observe the emotions that arise. And I'll probably feel nervous and worry, but then I will take the opportunity to observe my worry and nervousness. And these are merely emotions, but the problem is we tend to take the emotions of worry and nervousness as the self.That's a problem.
这相当于就是我们佛经所讲的十二因缘啊，十二因缘里面有一个，有几个叫触受爱取有啊，触就是你的心接触到这个外境啊，就你透过五根接触到什么色声香味触啊，还包括你的法啊，而六根接触六尘。然后产生感受，就是乐受苦受啊，然后你就产生贪或是嗔，或喜欢不喜欢，然后接下来你就产生取跟舍啊。那这一个部分，我们基本上我们是被这个模式，就是我们内心的模式是被这个模式掌控。那还有一个很关键的是，你把这个当成我，把感受当成不是只是感受，你认为就是我这一个我紧张，其实是你看到一个紧张的一个念头一个感觉，可是你是把紧张的念头和紧张的感觉当成我。
So the example I just gave you is actually related to what we talked about last time, the 12 dependent origination, and within the 12 links, one of the latter parts is contact, sensation, desires or craving, and then grasping, and then becoming. So contact is basically talking about our mind go through the six sensory organs, then we come in contact with external objects. We see things, we smell things,And then when the mind contacts these sensory objects, then it gives rise to sensations, feelings. And through these, by having these sensations and feelings, then we have emotions that we either like it or dislike it. We crave more and we're greedy for more, or we reject them. And then from that point on, we either grasp or reject. And So this is the pattern that our mind follows. We are actually trapped by this pattern. We are entrenched in them. But the real problem is When we give rise to these emotions, instead of it's really just the mind becoming aware of these emotions, the emotions of greed, emotions of liking, disliking, or nervousness and worry. But we don't realize that. Instead, we take these emotions as the very self, instead of just mere phenomena that comes in contact with the mind.
哦，所以，这里面有一个就是取跟舍，其实基本上是求，舍是不是算是求？舍也是求，两个都是求。
So within this 12 dependent origination, there's this grasping and rejecting or denouncing. So grasping is actually just the same as seeking.And how about rejecting and denouncing something? Is it also a form of seeking? It is. It's seeking something, trying to let go of things that you don't like.
所以这个触受爱取有，这个色因缘这里面的五相，其实比较核心的就是想要继续活下去的啊，要靠这个运作让你活下去。那如果你生命安全以后，你要什么？要生活的更好，或者说看到这个讨厌的人，我不愿意跟他在一起，或是喜欢做的事，我偏偏做，也就是这一个力量在支撑你。
So, of these, the contact, sensations, desires, grasping, and becoming come into existence. The very core is this seeking for survival.And once the threshold of survival has been met, then we start wanting more and asking for more things.
那我们刚才讲过说，我们在取舍当中，当然一定会有把取舍的现象，还有把你感知的现象，当成我。那，除了你懂这个道理，那我就练习，我们叫不取舍，我们叫平等啊。平等心的面对一切，那这样的话才能够跳开哈，跳开就是，我们叫生死轮回啊。
So when we are either grasping or rejecting things, the problem we had is to mistaken the objects, the phenomena that we grasp or reject as the self.So, realizing this is what's going on, what we have to practice is to non-grasp and non-reject, to not grasp onto anything and to not reject anything. In a sense, it's to practice equanimity.
所以我们之前有讲过，楞严经所讲的就是我们这个心啊，我们叫真心本来是无相啊，然后你因为一念妄动以后，然后无明产生能所以后，然后就虚空世界众生就出现了，然后你就是能够认识，先就是产生能所以后，虚空世界出现以后，然后能认知世界跟虚空的，那叫众生。那我们众生又从这个世界里面那个由四大所组成的世界里面去执取，就是微量的四大为我，就是父什么父亲母血啊，就是你投胎啊，然后就执取这一个微量的四大为我以后，那我们有了这个身体以后，那我们就把身体跟什么跟你身体以外的切割为正报身跟依报身，那正报身要活命就是要是什么从依报身去取得食物，那有了食物以后你当然要活得更舒服，所以你还有其他的种种需求，比如要吃得好穿得好睡得好，那还有就是什么你要什么美食美车什么美味怎么通通来了。
So as we have talked about previously, in our discussion of the Surya Gama Sutra, everything, these all originate from ignorance. Because of ignorance, it arises the dualistic mind, the distinction between subject and object. And from that point on, it gives rise to empty space, the world, and sentient beings. Of the world and sentient beings, those that have ability to be aware, to perceive things, we label them as sentient beings. Among all these sentient beings, which is constituted of the four elements, then we actually, it's all constituted of the four elements. We take a subset, a tiny, tiny subset of that, and categorize it and think of it as the self. And from that point on, we make the distinction between self and others, the direct retribution versus the dependent retribution. And from this point on, by having our main direct retribution, our self, then we start to grasp, to aspire to having better food, better clothing, and seek for all these other things.
那我们是正报身跟依报身切割为二以后，那我们会一直保持着正报身跟依报身是为二的状态，不断的去什么？去我们是造业受报，就是你从依报，从外面的世界，依报身就是你的环境啊，你身体以外的叫依报，你从依报里面去取得食物、空气、水啊，那我们就是保持这个，我们一直。认为我的正报跟依报是恶的，那这样的话，那外面的环境合你的意，就叫顺境；不合你的意，叫做逆境。然后你会想办法，就是碰到逆境，想办法是什么？改变逆境，要么就是什么躲逆境。那顺境就想办法了，什么好好的抓住啊。那这个部分，不管你抓得到，或是你可以排除的掉，永远是自己把正报身跟依报身切割为二的，那不是像那些开悟者的话，正报身跟依报身是什么？是一的。
So, from the very point where we start to make the division between the self and the external environment, which we call the direct retribution versus the dependent retribution, from that point on. The direct retribution, the self that we mistaken as, start to get all the necessities, air, water, food from the external, the quote-unquote external environment. And from that point on, we continue to interact this way. As having a dualistic opposite stance of having the self versus the external environment. Based on that false belief, when the external environment goes have different sorts of conditions, sometimes it goes according to your wishes and sometimes it rubs against your wishes. So when it goes according to what you like, then we grasp onto it, hoping that the same condition will continue and live on. And versus when things are adversary and goes against your wishes, then you try to reject it, try to change it, or try to run away from it. And again, this is all because we have mistakenly separated the self and the environment, thinking there is this direct retribution versus dependent retribution. This is opposed to what someone who has become enlightened would operate. They don't make this kind of distinction, and they realize that everything is just phenomenon that's perceived by the mind.
所以开悟的人他有分成两种，就是正报身跟依报身是一啊。那正报身跟依报身是现象，那这个现象又是从他的心性产生出来的，所以他的心性跟这些正报身、依报身的现象又是一，所以他们不会，就是说有哪个现象我要，哪个现象不要，因为现象就是他的心。
So for someone who has become enlightened person, they understand that the direct retribution and dependent retribution, those are the same. They are one, not separated. And the phenomena that they encounter are all created by the mind. So because of that, they are phenomena created by the mind, so there's really no need to grasp or reject any one phenomenon. The mind and the phenomenon are the same.
所以有个禅师好像讲说什么不做火球不做法球不做身球我如是礼拜有没有
我如是礼拜
就是我 就是这个样的哈不做火球不做法球不做身球的这样礼拜就我礼拜的时候 是这样的态度我如是的态度来礼拜没有要求火球法求身
And that is why there was once a Chan master who said, not seeking from the Buddha, not seeking from the Dharma, and not seeking from the Sangha, I prostrate just like this, just as such. So he uses this mentality of not seeking for anything, and he bows down and prostrates.
但是我们通常我们境界没有那么高，我们说什么？金对佛前什么求忏悔有没有是有个我那做错事然后跟佛陀什么忏悔嘛有我对不对那对着佛对不对这是两个啊就主体跟客体是两个啊不过还是要从这边开始啊到达那个什么我们叫无相无所求
But our state of attainment, our experience is probably not that high. So that's why whenever we prostrate, we said, oh, today I stand prostrate in front of the Buddha and seek and repent. That phrase itself, there's already the subject, I, and the object, the Buddha, I prostrate in front of you and seeking something. So it's not the kind of state that the Chan master had expressed. But still, we have to start from somewhere. So we start from this point where we can repent in front of the Buddha and then gradually move on to the state of prostrating, not seeking anything, and it's formless without characteristics.
所以就不懂这个时候说看禅宗的那些故事很难懂啊，懂这个就比较容易了啊。我还看到有一次啊，临济禅师啊，到一个寺庙去，然后那一个里面的和尚就指着一尊一个祖师啊，里面有一尊祖师，还有一尊佛，然后他就问他说，你要先拜祖师还是先拜佛？结果临济禅师说两者通通不拜。那个和尚就讲说，他跟你是有什么冤仇，为什么你不拜？
So after understanding these principles, the misconception we had between subject and object, it will become easier for us to understand a lot of the stories from the Chan school. So I remember one of such stories where Master Ling Ji, he went to a temple once, and in the hall there was a statue of a patriarch and also a statue of the Buddha. And the monk that greeted him said, which one are you going to prostrate in front of first? And Master Ling Ji actually said, neither. I'm not going to prostrate in front of any of them. And so the monk then asked, what kind of disagreement have you had with them? Why do you dislike them so?
所以就是即使临济拜的话，还是什么没有能拜跟所拜，我们就要什么能理所理皆什么皆空寂，也就是说没有能理的我，没有被理的什么被理的佛像，就是全部都是什么你的心，然后产生理佛的动作。
So because Master Ling Ji is an enlightened person, so had he actually prostrated, he's still really not prostrating to anyone or anything in particular. And that is why there's a saying that goes, the things that is able to attend and also the thing that's been attended to, none of these exist and they are all silent, they are all empty and still. That goes showing that there's no subject of something being attended to and no object of something being attended to.
所以说如果要做这一步呢，大概就是一个关键点，就是 就是你的现前罪念不要延，我们说已经消失的什么前念。
In order to actually practice it, embody what we have been talking about, these concepts, one pivotal practice would be to practice not letting your thoughts be grasping onto each other, linking, attaching to each other. So your present thought shouldn't be grasping and lingering onto your prior thought.
那那几个这个心中的妈妈不是妈妈的例子啊，大家都一直在笑啊，就是听了两年三年，可能也没有真正的懂啊。
So let's talk about that well-known example. The mom in your mind is not really your mom, and you're all laughing right now because you've been listening to the same example for 2-3 years. Whether you really understood it completely, that's still we're still not sure about that.
我们说心中的妈妈浮出来是一个像，它是一个你现前。因为你从你的记忆当中然后浮出妈妈的像出来，对不对？那她浮出来的确是妈妈的像，但是你忘记了那是妈妈的像，你把它当成妈妈。那你当你浮出妈妈的像的时候，她已经消失了，但是你的经验认为她还存在，所以你的第二念就又跟她什么互动。那我们叫做就是后念去什么延前，你就是后念把已经消失的前念当作它还存在，就跟它互动。那你第三念又跟已经消失的第二念互动，其实我们说穿了，我们就是什么，一直后念跟已经消失的前念一直互动，你认为前念还没有消失。
So, when you think of your mom, it's actually a phenomenon that that's created by your mind. So this, the form, the phenomena of your mom emerges from your mind, from your past memory. So it's a form, it's a phenomenon. And once you have perceived this phenomenon, actually the phenomenon has already passed. So, but we forget that these are merely phenomena. We actually mistaken it and take it as the real person. So our second thought, forgets that the first phenomena has already passed and it's gone. The second thought then interact, cling on to the first thought, and then the third thought cling on to the second thought, and the thought interact with each other and mistakenly think that it's the actual person that we're thinking about.
所以我们在那一个末照就有，就是说你的念头啊，你现前的心，你不要跟任何一个对象互动。就是你安住在这种什么清清楚楚的不动的或是什么说普照的状态之下，才能够就跟这个什么念念无求相应。
So in the method of silent illumination, we also talked about it, where the mind, the present mind stays still and silent and does not interact with any phenomenon that comes across, and stays still and silent, and in order to perceive everything universally and equally. And if we're able to practice that, then we will actually be corresponding to the phrase that's the focus of our discussion today, which is successive thoughts are without seeking.
啊，这个比较难的时候，你可以退而一步了哈。就是你在平常跟外境互动的时候，然后你起这个大情绪，那你就全身放松，然后看到你的这个心念。还有你这个感觉是怎么样升起消灭，你不需要改变，把譬如说生气改化转化为不生气，你就是看它是怎么进行的。
If we're not able to achieve that sort of state immediately, then we can take one step back and practice this. In our daily life, whenever you have some emotions or some very strong emotions such as anger or fear, what you can do is to observe that emotion. You're not trying to repress it. You're not trying to push it away. Don't do anything, but merely to observe that emotion to see how it arises and goes and ceases.
那如果你能够这样做，就是你一直看，看那现象一直互动，你没有改变，慢慢也会变成默照，就是很清楚啊。那这些现象互动，你不要特别注意什么。刚开始可以注意单独的心念或是感觉啊，就是他们特定的心念的活动还有感觉的变化，刚开始可以，可是就是不要什么，不要想要把这些念头转化，不要转化为平静的念头，转化为什么舒服的什么感觉，不要，就是你看，然后久了以后你就只看，不要特定看，就会转为默照啊。
So if you practice like this and just observe your all sorts of phenomena and emotions comes and goes, gradually it can turn to the practice of silent illumination. But in the beginning, it's okay to focus on one particular emotion or thought. But the important thing is to remember not to follow it or not to interact with it and not to try to change it. So if you have an angry emotion, don't try to make it become peaceful. Don't do anything, just merely observe it. And after a while, you pull back from focusing on one emotion and start to observe all sorts of phenomena equally. And gradually, it would be in correspondence to the practice of silent illumination.
比如说我在讲经的时候，突然间这边很痒啊，那你要不注意的话，你就会什么？想抓痒了，可是有想到说我要保持什么很庄严的形象啊，可是就很痒，你的念头已经开始要抓痒了哈、啊，那我就是注意力还是在讲，那就看他糊起来，那就是不要什么，你不要讨厌这种感觉，他还是痒，然后还出一个念头想要抓，对不对？可是他只是一个念头一个抓，我就是手就是没有去抓。欸、慢慢的，你发觉，像我现在基本就在痒了哈、哦，那就你如果没有人的，我就抓一抓了，对不对哈、哦？但是我现在就是，它没那么痒，可是你自然就会想抓，对不对？那我就是看它，慢慢的，它有你几次以后，它不抓，它觉得痒也没有意思，它就不痒了。
So let's say I'm giving a talk right now and then my face suddenly feels very itchy. Usually our reaction would just, you know, to scratch it. But then I'm thinking because I'm giving a talk right now, so I have to sit upright and appear very dignified so I cannot scratch my face. So instead of really trying to change it or scratch it or anything, then you should merely observe it while still giving the talk, but just being aware of the itch that's on the face.And so you practice like this, just observing it and see it actually comes and goes. And after a few times, the itchy feeling, because you don't react to it, it will probably just gradually fade away.
就这个就是它还是触受爱取，有没有？你的心透过身体就接触到这种痒的现象，然后你感觉到什么不舒服，对不对？不舒服你就起什么，就是不舒服的感受，对不对？触受，对不对？不舒服的感受，然后你就起什么讨厌，讨厌就要什么，要把它就排斥嘛，就把它抓痒，然后就舒服了嘛，对不对？你就被这个控制。那现在就是我在这个部分就是什么，我不要有起舍，我只是知道看它。
So this is actually related to the 12 dependent origination again.Contact, sensation, desire, grasping, and becoming. So my mind comes to in contact with my physical sensation, the itchiness. And so I feel it, and it's linked to the emotion, the sensations of disliking it. And from that point on, because I don't like it, so I try to scratch it to make it go away.So instead of following this pattern and just continue to follow the way that we have been operating, right now I'm trying to stop and disconnect these links. So when I feel the itchiness on my face, instead of scratching it, feeling this unhappy and trying to make it go away. I merely sit and observe it and observe how the feeling comes and goes.
那你你不去抓它啊，就是那就会什么，其实可以训练什么我们的心的什么自主能力，我不会被这个什么十二因缘慢慢在什么掌控。这一个是通过这样就是没有取舍，最主要是没有取舍，慢慢的就可以就是不再被这个十二因缘，老是被十二因缘这种模式在掌控啊。另外就是我们当有时候你很痒的时候，你可能比如说我真的很痒的时候，你整个注意力会注意这边，对不对？可是这个地方痒是身体的一个局部，对不对？你不痒的地方比较大嘛，对不对？你为什么只有注意到痒的地方，你就是什么全部注意啊？那这是你不要整个注意力都放在那个地方，你就是全部的注意，就是全部的注意力是什么？就是普遍是注意整体的，不要注意局部。那再配合刚才那个方法，就是让它起来。我说你越注意它的话，那个变成很强烈。
So not reacting to the sensation of itchiness, we're actually starting to break free from the 12 dependent origination, to break free from this autopilot that we have been on for the longest time, forever. And so even when we have this itchy sensation, then we do not grasp onto it, we don't do anything, we don't react to it, but we just observe it. And so that's one. And also, when we feel itchy on the face, then it's only a small portion of the body. But when we feel this sensation, then our entire attention zooms in to this very small section of the body. And so in that sense, we are not observing things universally anymore. We are focused on one tiny part. So again, pull the attention away from that away from that singular area and observe the whole body universally. And that's another way to practice.
另外一种方式就是什么甘愿啊，很痒的时候你甘愿这种痒，或是享受这种痒也可以啊。
Sometimes when you focus on it more, it actually intensifies the sensation. So if you're able to observe more universally, then it will lessen it, it will go away. And the third way of practicing is when you feel the itchiness, instead of feeling dislike and doing things to make it go away, you actually enjoy it, being willing to accept it and just let it be.
还有就是说，如果你不仅只是痒是小事啦，你抓一抓就没事了嘛。有时候生活上是一个大什么大困难，那你也可以用这种同样的模式，就是这些大困难、大情绪，而是持续很久的，那你就是去什么，我甘愿这些现象让它发生，然后就看它怎么样进行，那是看到只是现象什么。生生灭灭而已，那你看这是我吗？可以问一下子。
So of course, having an itchy sensation is pretty trivial in life. But you can actually apply the same sort of method to all sorts of phenomena and occurrences that's happening in your life. So you can use this to deal with either a great obstacle or some very intense emotions that you have. That you just observe it and in a sense, surrender to it, observe and to see the phenomenon comes and goes. And then in the midst of it, ask yourself, is this me? Are these phenomena me, this myself? And then you can practice this way to, and try to observe these stronger, bigger obstacles in life, I mean, in a more universal, non-grasping way.
所以你在平常你可以用这种态度啊，就是我们叫做无取舍，这边是讲求是无取舍，求跟舍实际上是一样的啊。我们让就想要排斥不好的现象，我们有没有求？有没有求
？So seeking and rejecting, grasping and rejecting are actually the same thing. They're all related to seeking. So when we are rejecting something, are we actually seeking something as well?
你排除腿痛，其实你在祈求什么腿不痛，对不对？
When you are rejecting that there's no more pain in your legs, you are actually grasping onto comfort. You want to have comfort in your legs.
我讨厌痒，我抓痒的目的要什么？把它变成没痒嘛，对不对？
And so I'm rejecting the sensation of itchy because I want to grasp onto non-itchy.
所以你有排斥，一定是有所求。
So the mere fact that you're rejecting something, it means that you're grasping onto something, you're seeking.
譬如你排斥某人，那你就希望那个人不要出现，对不对？是不是？
When you're rejecting someone, you dislike someone, that means you're grasping, seeking the state where this person no longer comes up.
还有一个人讲话很大声，你叫他不要讲，你是排斥嘛？那你希望什么？希望他什么？小声，对不对？是不是这个你排斥里面一定是有什么，有个求的。
If someone's speaking very loudly and you want that person to quiet down, that means you're rejecting the loud speaking, but you're grasping, you're seeking the state of quiet talk. So whenever you reject something, you're seeking, in a sense, the opposite end.
那你叫小孩子不要打电脑，是不是有求？
When you're telling your kids to stop playing video games, aren't you seeking?
所以他就是说你就是你排斥跟追求两个，其实它加起来就是还是一个求。
So either when you're grasping or rejecting, it's the same two sides of the same coin. It's all related to seeking.
好，那你叫孩子不要看电视啊，他是看电脑啊。所以那个孩子是你心中外的孩子还是你心中内的孩子？
So when you're telling your kids to stop watching TV or stop playing video game, that kid that you're talking about, is it really that kid or it's the phenomenon in your mind?
请问你是希望心外的孩子不要打电脑，有没有希望你心内的孩子也不要打电脑？
Are you hoping that the external, the child outside of your mind stop playing video game, or are you hoping the one that's in your mind that will also stop playing video game?
假如你心内的小孩子，他已经不打了，那心外的小孩子打不打也没有关系。
If the child in your mind, in the phenomenon that's created by the mind, has stopped playing video game, then whether the one external plays video game or not, does it still matter?
要你去问看，就是我心内的孩子，我是不是希望我心内的孩子不要打电脑，还是希望心外的孩子不要打电脑？你是哪一个？
So you have to ask yourself, are you asking for the child in your mind to stop playing video game, or the child outside of your mind that will stop playing video game? Which one is it?
你希望心外的孩子不打电脑了，可是你心内的孩子还在打电脑吗？
If you're hoping the one outside of your mind stop playing video game, once that person has really stopped, then does the child in your mind still play video game?
你们可没有化解这个问题，你以为是心外的啊，他不打电脑，那我心内的还在打电脑，心内一定是他不打，我心内就是不打了。
啊，心外不打，心内就不打。
对呀。心外的不打，心内当然会跟着不打啦。
So you probably haven't realized that there's this conflict here. As long as the one external of the mind that doesn't play video game, then the one inside the mind wouldn't be playing video game either.
应该讲说，心外是没有孩子的，是你心内的孩子在打电脑。
So the truth of the matter is there's really no child external of your mind. It's all within your mind. Phenomena is created by your mind. So it's the child that's created by your mind that's playing video games.
你没有听过，就是小孩子在你的身体外面那个小孩子，你怎么看到他？你是在视神经里面的后面看到那个小孩子在打电脑的影像，对不对？你是在身体外面看到，还是在视神经后面看到小孩子在打电脑？
So when you are saying that the child that's outside of your mind that's playing video game, is it really outside or it's actually the image of the child that's perceived by your mind, and so you're actually a perceived phenomenon from inside your mind, in your mind?
所以你就不用改外面，你改里面那个就好了。
So what I'm saying is that you don't have to try to change what's external, just change what's in your mind.
因为我们会一直觉得是在心外的，其实是在心内的。
We keep thinking that it's outside of the mind, but everything is within the mind, in the mind.
所以单纯的一个无所求，其实就里面很多东西就跑出来了，是心内的东西还是心外的东西，还有就是什么，你是就是求呢，还是跟着就是不跟着色因缘转呢，还是就什么你的内，你的正报身跟异报身是一呢，还是会一会二，还是二？
So even just with this very simple phrase, successive thoughts are without seeking, many major concepts actually surface that the concept of the divisive self, the direct retribution versus as opposing to the dependent retribution, that's one. Another one is the pattern that we keep going, following with the 12 dependent origination, that's another one.
还有求本无念，这里面也有什么，就是我在求的时候，无念就是什么，你的心就是什么如如不动，但是它有没有功能？还是有功能的。譬如说我现在讲话，就是我那一个能讲话的那一颗心，它基本上有没有动？没有动，它产生讲话的现象。
The second part of the phrase is aspiration are originally no thought. No thought is referring to the mind is still and not moving, yet it has all sorts of function. So right now I'm talking, but the mind itself actually doesn't move. It's merely manifesting the function of talking.
可能要用一个比喻啊，就是镜子啊，镜子里面，但镜子里面是不能花音的哈。镜子我可以产生讲话的什么动作，对吗？讲话的表情，那镜子有没有动？没有动。
So we can use this analogy. Take the mind as a mirror, and of course the mirror in our real life doesn't have the audio function, but the mirror is able to reflect the image of someone talking, the action of talking. But when the figure in the mirror is talking, does the mirror itself move? The mirror doesn't move.
还有波浪也可以，海水跟波浪啊。波浪一直在变化，就是等于是我透过波浪，海水相当于我们的心，那波浪相当于我的这个讲话的现象，然后讲话的表情，这些都是有形象的现象，我们叫做波浪。那波浪一直变化，海水有没有变化？海水就是这个样子，还是不动的啊。
Another analogy that we often use is the ocean versus the waves on the ocean. So any sort of phenomenon, the speech we make, the actions we take, these are waves. But the mind is like the ocean itself. The waves change, it's mutating constantly. But the mind itself is like the ocean and it doesn't change.
所以你在你心中产生有求，就是假如有求，你心中那一颗心还是什么无形无相不动。
So even when we are seeking, that's a function of the mind. The mind itself is still silent, still and not moving.
当然还要再讲一个，就是后念求前念哈，我们是用后念求前念，请问是。后念求到前念吗？还是现前这一念浮出你认为你要的现象？听得懂吗？
再说一次。
我们一定是什么？有求，对不对？哈、啊，那你求到了以后，一定是求是第一念，对不对？那求到的现象叫第二念嘛，对不对？我求，对不对？那你要的现象还没有出现，是第一念，对不对？那第二念的话，你求的现象出现的，那就是出现的那一个现象叫第二念。那在求的时候还没有求到，那是第一念，对不对？好，那第二念，第二念跟第一念有没有关系？
So when we are seeking, when we are seeking something, the thought, the first thought is seeking. And whenever, if you reach the goal, you obtain the thing that you seek, the phenomenon that you obtain is the second thought. So the part that hasn't obtained the goal is the first seeking thought. The second thought is obtaining the phenomenon of, and that's the second thought. But my question to you now is, is the first thought and the second thought related at all?
Oh, 像我这样子好了啦，哈。我这个叫第一念是这样，第二念我要求这样子啊，是因为刚刚这一念求，所以变成这样的吗？还是这样的现象出现了？
Let me try to demonstrate another way. This is the first thought of seeking, and this is the second thought of the phenomenon that has been obtained, achieved. Are they related?
你等于是什么？我讲话算不算有所求？
When I'm talking, am I seeking something? Is it considered as seeking something?
比如说我要讲话，是不是我要把这样的话讲出来，算不算求？
When I want to say something, there's the thought of I want to say something. Isn't this a form of seeking?
是啊，你就是让这些我要的声音出现嘛，对不对？
You're seeking for the sound, the corresponding sounds to emerge, isn't it?
那我比如说我讲话，对不对？这是三个不同的我。那我是不是第二念去求第一念，或是第三念去求第二念？
So whenever I say I am talking, these are three thoughts. And is it the second thought seeking the first thought, the third thought seeking the second thought? Is that how they work?
听不太懂啊。
It's getting confusing, isn't it?
好，再讲一个哈。
Let's use yet another example.
你把它放在电锅里面哈，那变成什么饭嘛哈？是不是米变成饭
？So if we put some rice.If we put some uncooked rice in the pot and cook, it becomes cooked rice. Is it the uncooked rice becoming cooked rice?
那米说：“哎呀，我终于变成饭了。”
Does the uncooked rice say, "Ooh, I finally become cooked rice"?
然后说：“你看，你看，我这个现在终于进到水了，会不会这样子
？”Or the uncooked rice say, "Oh, finally, I'm soaking in water." Is it the case?
你前一念跟后一念是前一念消失了，还是前一念终于变成后一念呢
？When you have first thought and second thought, is it when you have second thought? Is it because the first thought has vanished, or?It has the first thought become the second thought.
I 曾经做一个这个，可能再表演一次好了哈，因为有录音机哈。
Let me give you another. Let me put on another demonstration.
我从这边走过来，对不对啊？
I'm walking, right?
你们一定是认为我从这边走过去，对不对？
To you, I'm walking from point A to point B, isn't it?
对不对？好，那我把这边录影技术把它录起来，然后你把它换成十张照片。
But if it's being recorded by a video recorder, and then you divide the frames into 10 different frames, then what do you see?
第一章有没有跑到第二章去?
Does the first frame become the second frame?
没有，对不对？可是
No.
第二章也没有跑到第三章去，因为它是单独的什么？单独的一章。
So the second one doesn't become the third one. They are separate frames.
所以我从这边走到那边，我就要求我要走到那边去嘛。事实上是什么？刚刚的消失，这边一个新的现象浮出来的。
So when I walk from point A to point B, you know, I seek to go from point A to point B, but it's actually point A, the frame disappearing first, and then there's a second frame of me emerging as point B.
所以这一个在南传的他们有讲到，就是说，譬如说有一个火，那现在烧这个桌子，桌子烧完了以后再烧钟鼓。在烧天花板，啊，请问火有没有桌子的火？烧桌子的火有没有跑到烧这个鼓的火去？有没有
？So, there's this story in Theravada Buddhism where there was a Buddha who first burned the table and then burned the bell and the drum and then start burning the ceiling. Did the Buddha go from point A becoming point B?Going from burning the table to burning the drums?
火。坏了。啊。火。火。就是火啦。不是火。
Sorry. Delete, please. Not a Buddha. There was a fire.A fire first burning the table, and then the fire continues to burn the drums and the ceiling. Did the fire, move from one place to another, or it's actually separate?
所以就是说，他的讲是讲我们的神识啊，我们的这一生的神识，然后再投胎下，再到什么投胎到下一世，它并不是同一个神识。
This is actually related to our consciousness. When this life ends and the consciousness go on to the next life, it's not the same consciousness that moved on to the next life.
就像我念两个阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，请问是不是刚才那个阿弥陀在重现？
So let's say if I recite Amitabha twice, Amitabha, Amitabha, does it mean the first recitation?Re-emerges and becomes the second recitation, the second Amitabha.
是刚才那一个已经消失了，那我再重新起了一个什么阿弥陀，但是都是相同的阿弥陀佛。
So the truth is, the first one disappeared, and then the second thought, another emerges.
如果你去做比对了，我第一念的阿弥陀佛跟第二念的阿弥陀佛一定会有一点不一样，可能阿。O 是 0.7 分贝，然后那个第二个 O 是 0.8 分贝。
So if you make a comparison between the two, the first Amitabha, the way that I recited it versus the second recitation, there must be some minute differences between them.
所以你在求的时候，其实都是你的心性，然后重新呈现一个现象，然后就是。后念跟前念有好像有因缘关系，可是什么？两者是什么？独立的个体。
So whenever you're seeking something, seeking and the phenomenon, these are independent phenomenons. They are not related.
所以当然他们在求，你在求的时候，其实什么？你会以为我求到了，其实是你心中浮出一个这样的现象来。
So whenever you're seeking some things, On the surface, you may feel that, oh, I seek something and I obtained it, I got it. But it's actually your mind giving rise to a separate phenomenon.
譬如说，还回到刚才讲，就是你儿子现在不看电视，就是看电视，那你叫他不要看，那他不要看了以后，那你产生舒服，是因为儿子不看电视你产生舒服，还是你自己什么舒服跟这个是？不一定有关系的。 哪一个？
So, let's go back to the earlier example. If your son is watching TV, you tell him to stop watching TV, and he stops, and so you feel better, you feel good. Your emotion of feeling good, does it necessarily relate to your son stop watching TV? Are they a natural consequence? Are they necessarily related, or they can't be separated and divided?
是他不看电视，然后你就选择一个舒服的感受，还是他不看电视，你一定舒服？
Is it that once he stops watching TV, then you have selected a feeling of feeling good, feeling more comfortable, at ease? Or does his stopping watching TV necessarily lead to your feeling good?
是不是他不看电视，你保证舒服，还是你还是可以，你可以选择舒服，也可以选择不舒服？
So his stop watching TV does not guarantee you're feeling better. Actually, you can still choose to either feel good or feel bad.
有没有清楚？这个，他不看电视，你也不见得舒服哦。
And that's often the case, isn't it? You have to be very clear about it. Once your son stops watching TV, oftentimes people still not, doesn't feel very good, right?
还有就是他不看电视的，那你产生一个舒服，你以为你舒服是因为他看电视，其实他看电视那个念头已经什么，已经消失了。
Another layer to it is, if he stops watching TV and you feel better, you think they are related and it's a consequence of him stop watching TV. That's not necessarily the case.
所以你这个你可以去探讨哦，就是你现在舒服跟前面那个是没有关系的，结果你以为有关系。
It's actually his stop watching TV, it's a phenomenon that has already vanished. Those two are not necessarily related. It's a very worthy point of investigation.
比如说我骂你王八蛋，对不对？然后接下来你生气，请问你生气是生气那个王八蛋吗？那王八蛋已经消失了嘞，那你生气什么？
So if I call you an idiot and you get mad, you're actually getting mad at the phenomenon of being called an idiot, but that phenomenon has actually vanished when you give rise to an angry thought. So you're angry about a vanished phenomenon.
有没有花姐，你现前生气的对象，生气的这个现象，你本来是要对前面的，可是前面那已经消失了，可是你以为它还在，对不对
？So have you observed and noticed it when you are angry? You're actually angry about a phenomenon that has already passed to an earlier phenomenon. You're responding to a vanished phenomenon.
所以你可以这边你看蛮多东西可以出来了啊，就是你生气的原因就看说这个生气现象跟前面有没有关系，前面那个已经什么已经没有了，第二个生气的现象是不是你还是你感受的一个现象。
There are actually very interesting points that's embedded in it. First of all, when you get mad, you're mad about an earlier phenomenon. Those two are not necessarily related, and you're angry about something that doesn't exist anymore. So that's one.The second point of investigation is that when you get angry, is this emotion you?
所以说如果你懂这个道理，从世俗来讲是有关系的，那从你的性跟现象来讲它是没有关系的，所以这时候什么我要什么要哭要笑，那我就可以什么，因为没关系嘛，那我就练习我可以什么，我可以要哭要笑，由我什么？由我做主。
So if you interpret the sequence of events from a worldly point of view, yes, they may be related. Watching TV, not watching TV versus me feeling good or bad. It may be related. But from the point of, if you look at it from the perspective of subject and object, the nature of the mind versus phenomena, those are not related at all. In fact, you are in control. You can decide to feel happy or sad about it.
所以从这个就是任何一个现象来讲，我们就说色因缘的模式。那这个模式里面很重要的是，你把那一个每个模式都安插为 我看到我舒服，我要，我不要，有没有？你就会把这些现象，就是念头的现象、感觉的现象，还有外在的现象，都当成我，当成他，所以这个连结啊，那我们刚才讲的分析，其实他们是没关系的。
So using the 12 dependent origination again, what happens is with all the phenomena that we perceive and we become aware of, that we actually mistakenly take those as the self. We connect it to I see, I feel, and it runs in a pattern continuously. And whereas in truth, they are really not connected. You don't have to connect the phenomenon to the self.
所以你知道，如果你求本无念，就是说，哎，我每一个当下都是一个新的现象，那我让它产生了。但是，哎，事实就是说，这些现象跟前面好像有关系，那实际上是一个新的现象出现了。
So this phrase, aspiration or originally no thought, we can understand it as, in any given point in time, our mind has given rise to a new phenomenon.We have allowed it to arise, but it's not necessarily related to earlier phenomenon. But from the worldly point of view, the way that we have been operating, we tend to think that they're related and associated, and that's really not the case.
所以你如果懂这个的话，我们在每一念都可以什么很舒服的什么享受，对不对？
So if you really understand this principle, then in any given point in time, you will be able to enjoy it, and be really in the moment.
如果我们受苦，是不是我们把那个现象就是什么，把它连接再起来，对不对？你认为它前后念是有关系的。
When we're, if you feel you're suffering, and that's because you have connected earlier phenomenon to current present phenomenon, and you think they are related, and that's why you suffer.
所以他们就是说你在就是世俗叫做就是辛苦的痛苦的现象当中，你什么你去享受它，因为什么你享受其实也不是享受那个现象，因为现象已经什么消失了，你是重新浮出一个什么享受的现象，享受的感觉。
So people have been saying that if you're suffering, you're in pain, you can actually try to enjoy it and just experience it and enjoy it. Whereas in fact, whatever you are trying to enjoy, that saying seems to be appearing to say you're enjoying that phenomenon. Whereas the phenomenon really it's gone already, it has vanished. So you're not enjoying that past phenomenon, you are merely given rise to a new phenomenon of enjoyment.
所以它相当于就是，我们做梦啊，梦中的每一个什么，每一个现象是不是都是我们自己产生的？所以就是，比如你做梦梦到，就是被老虎追，那其实只是一个梦中的现象，好像里面有好像有老虎，也有一个你被追，可是它一个现象都是什么？各自独立的那一个现象里面没有我，这时候如果你懂这个的话，那我就可以产生一个什么，不跑的现象啊，或是被他什么被他咬死的现象都可以啦。
So it's just like when we're dreaming, everything that appears in our dream, these are phenomena that's created by the mind. So your mind have created the phenomena of a tiger and chasing you. There's a tiger and the self. But once you realize that these are all phenomena that's created by the mind, that you are in control, you can decide to create a phenomenon where you have escaped, there's no more tiger, or that you have actually been eaten up by the tiger. It's again phenomenon created by the mind.
像我刚才讲说，我们因为被老虎咬死，就我们心中就浮出一个被老虎咬死的现象，那你把它当成什么？当真，所以你们才笑，对不对？
So when I said that you can create a phenomenon that you can be eaten alive by the tiger, it's just a phenomenon, but we take in it as a truth, and that's why you're laughing, isn't it?
是不是这样子？我在讲就是什么，你做梦，然后梦到你知道老那个老虎是什么，是你创造出来，那你愿意变它、就跑也可以，跑得很急也可以，然后就漫不经心也可以，甚至让它咬也可以。那你听了以后，你心中就会浮出一什么？你们就浮出一个画面，对不对？这个画面实际上就是这个白天叫做想象的画面，晚上叫做什么梦境。但是你们会把那个梦境当真。
So when I was describing this example, I was saying it's your mind giving rise to phenomenons of either being eaten up by the tiger or running away from the tiger. These are all phenomena that's created by the mind. But at nighttime, there are dreams, and in daytime, you are aware that it's a phenomenon that you just created, and the image, as I was talking about it, the image arises from your mind.
所以这个求本无念就是说你在求的时候本身是现象，无念是什么？是它的体或它的性，就是什么？就是你让这个波浪产生的时候，它整体都是什么？都是海水，没有离开海水而有波浪。
So going back to the phrase aspiration or seeking, originally no thought. When you aspire to something, when you're seeking something, these are phenomena. But the no thought is its essence, it's the core, the very nature of the mind. Again, it's just like the ocean. The waves can change however they like, but the ocean itself doesn't change.
也就是说，我们动一个念头的时候，基本上是整体的，不会单独只一个念头而已。
So when when a thought has moved, it changes its entirety. It's not just that thought itself has moved.
我们在动个念头，是不是整体的，还是单独一个念头而已？
When we give rise to a thought, when the thought moves, is it just the thought itself moves, or the entirety?Everything moves.
比如说你们现在坐在这边，然后我们的心透过眼睛看到就是一堆人，然后听到很多声音，然后还有你有种种感觉，可能还有味道，对不对？这时候你动个念头，你是不是在这个样的整体之下，然后多了一个念头，还是单独一个念头而已？
So you're sitting here and listening to the talk. Through your eyes, you can see there are many people, different objects. You have different sort of thought or sensations, physical sensations, and you may even smell something. And in this kind of setting, when you give rise to one thought, does the thought itself just moved, or it's actually related to the totality of the experience?
应该这样讲好了。你到底是在一张白纸动了个念头呢，还是在一张画里面你动了一个念头？
Let me try to explain it this way. Did a thought just arise amidst of a piece of white canvas, or a mist of a painting, an existing painting already?
你有清空吗？
Have you deleted everything and start everything from scratch?
是不是我们是不是在你在摇头的时候，是只有你摇头，旁边的人都不知道了，还是整体的当中你做了一个从整体当中你做了一个摇头的动作？
So when you're shaking your head, is it just you shaking your head and other people are not aware of it? Or is it amidst of this totality of experience that you're shaking your head and other people are aware of it as well?
我再讲一个，就是我们的电脑里面有一个人摇头，他的后面的背景还在不在？
Another way of explaining this is in the computer, if a figure shakes his head, then is it just that figure or is the background still exist?
因为说你在整体里面，然后整体里面有一个某一部分有动作，是不是？是不是整体里面有一个东西有动作？
So you're in a totality, in the holistic thing, and then one of the item has moved.
那这个里面可能就是重点，你是注意那个动作呢，还是你这个动作牵连到你整个海水？
So the key point is, do you pay attention, you focus, zero in on that one thing only, or do you realize that it's actually connected to the totality, the entire body of the ocean?
它可以是，可以全部的生命去动那个头，也可以就是什么，只注意头，因为还要做其他动作嘛。
So you can attend to the shaking of the head with the experience of your entire life, or you can just merely pinpoint that shaking head and just look at it, focus on that alone.
所以如果你能够是从整体，包括现象，还有包括你的整个心性，那你去产生动作，那你的话就是什么？就是所有的现象动，或是其他一个动作动，它是跟着什么？ 跟着你的整体的那个什么心性，不动的心性是跟着什么？它是牵连到整个心性去动的。
So if you understand this, then you'll see when there's a thought that moved or and there's an action, it's actually connected to the entirety of your very nature, the nature of the mind.
你动个念头，是不是从整个心性产生的一个念头？
So when you give rise to one thought, isn't it emerges out of your the whole nature of the mind?
还是我心性就是切割什么十分之一的什么，这念头动一下，那十分之九可以做其他的。
Or is it the mind you have set? You can partition it and say only one tenth of my mind creates that thought, and the rest of it, the nine-tenth of the mind that can actually do other things.
我们再举一个例子好了，海水产生一个波浪，是只有这个地方波浪，还其他都没有影响，还是整体影响？
So another example, the ocean is able to create all these waves. When there's this one wave created, does it just happen in isolation, or everything else, all the other waves are also affected?
听得不傻傻啊。It's
getting very confusing, it seems.
所以这个光是几个就可以拉到什么性跟相，禅宗基本上就是讲性跟相是什么一体的，所以这边是讲性跟相，就是你那个无念就是性，我们的心性，无量无边不动的心性，然后你念头求，求就是有相。 那有相的话，它也是整体的，整体我们这边是整，假设我们这边是整体的，是整体里面有一个其中的一个整体里面有一个部分变动，就像那一个什么，我们漫画会相似的时候，比如说这一张，我们现在知道那个什么 3D 是不是啊？这一张画面，然后再跟下一张画面，是不是？ 全部的东西都要什么？你比如说我这边下一张画面要动个头，是不是整张后面都是要过去的？还是我只要弄个头就好了？整张的嘛，对不对？一样啊。那我们现在也是这样子。你现前是这边有，这边比如说我这边有五六十个人，五六十个摄像，对不对？那我动这个摄像的话，我要不要五六十个人都保持原状？那我动这个摄像要不要？ 没听懂。啊？啊？啊？我先翻译。So
even from these two simple phrases, it's really related to a lot of the core concept of Chan, and it's actually everything comes down to understanding the concept of nature and phenomenon. And when we say seeking or aspiration, original no thought, no thought is referring to the nature of the mind, which is still and doesn't move, whereas aspirations or seeking is a phenomenon of the mind. So in that case, going back to what I was trying to explain, when a phenomenon moves, does it move in its isolation, or does it actually is interconnected with everything and it causing everything else to move as well? So let's say these days in modern animation, we have all these frames trying to make a cartoon or some sort of 3D movie. So at the end of it, if the end result is trying to make a person's head move, do you leave everything as it is and then finally at the final frame just suddenly move the head, or you have to build up to it and change all the other frames as well?
可能就一个叫我们叫一即一切哈，我的头动，你们内心的头是不是也都动了？
So there's a saying, one is all. So if my head moved, isn't my image that's in your mind, in each of your mind, has moved as well?
你们发觉我头动，你们全部里面内心的我的头都动了，对不对？
Isn't the case that in your mind, the phenomenon in your mind, my head has moved in all of your mind, right?
所以你不要以为你是头动啊，全部的人头都动了。
So don't think that it's only me who has moved my head. It's every one of you have that image, had the phenomenon, and in your mind, my head has moved.
所以我们才会相互影响啊，有没有？我这边我的身体动，你全部的人的你的内心的东西都通通动了。
And that's why we mutually affect each other and we interact that way.
但是就是说你要求本，你自己可以知道说，诶，不是只有我的头动，是所有的人的心都动。
And so you understand that it's not only my head that has moved, it's everybody's mind has also moved.
所以你在这个在动的当中，你想办法是让什么？不要以为你的头的动，是整体的，你的整体的心性。包括整理的现象都跟着动。
So don't think that it's only the head that has moved. It's everything in totality, the mind, the totality of the mind, the nature of the mind has also been altered by it.
所以可能越听越迷糊啊，那下次再来听啊。
Perhaps the more I say, the more confused you become. But come back next time, and then we'll continue with this investigation.
没有越听越清楚是吧，越听越明。我们今天就讲到这边了。
Okay, so we'll end here today.